Hi, it's Vinny. I'm alone again. And I've been doing some thinking because I've been lectured. It's a little harsh way to put it. But I've had a lot of teachings. Let's call them teachings instead of lectures, yeah? That made me have to analyze what I truly feel. Recently, I was lectured by someone who is older than me, debatably wiser than me. I was told the key in life is to be humble. I couldn't agree more until I started realizing what their interpretation of being humble is. They partially believe that self-deprecation could be used synonymously to being humble. I couldn't disagree more. Because I believe that being humble means you are capable of tucking away that silly ego of yours. Everyone has one, myself included. Henceforth, why I get defensive. And after you tuck away your ego, that's when you truthfully can open your mind and your heart to learning from others, from new experiences, and not believing that you are superior to anyone else. I believe that's what being humble is. Forgive me if I am wrong. That is my interpretation of what it means to be humble as an individual, right? Being humble doesn't make you successful if that's the damn case, okay? Because if you don't believe in your own importance, how the hell are you gonna do anything productive? How are you gonna pursue what you wanna pursue if you are walking around keeping your head held down? You know what? If that's what being humble is, I don't want any of it. I'm good. I am so good. I will be a cocky little shit for the rest of my life if it means I won't keep my head held down low. Shit, I'm already 5'2". If I hold my head down, I will be 4'9". I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to be humble. I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm chilling. But if we can rewind and take it back to what I think being humble is, what I think it should be. If you do tuck away your ego and you keep your mind and your heart open to learning, that is what will make you successful in life. That is what I believe will make you successful in life. And don't get me wrong, I am nowhere near what I believe is success. I am still struggling. I am lost. I am an imbecile at best. But if that was what he was trying to say to me on Sunday, sure. I would have taken it all in. I would have taken it all in. I wouldn't have tried to defend myself. I wouldn't have tried to teach him something as well. But here's the thing. You can't tell someone to be humble and be humble yourself. Do you realize this? It's hypocritical, right? If you're telling someone they need to understand where their place is, you immediately have a superiority that you're putting out there. Whether or not you're verbally confirming that you believe you're superior to them, you're putting it out there. Doesn't that make you a hypocrite? Doesn't that mean your ego is being flaunted in front of everybody while you are trying to shut down their ego? That's hypocrisy, sweetheart. That's hypocrisy at its best. You can't tell someone to be humble and be humble yourself. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way, you know? Like, in instances where you are humbling yourself without being a hypocrite. That's the only way For anyone to truly be humble is if they experience something that's humbling and they reflect on it and they improve themselves from that experience. That to me is what makes being humble worth it, you know? I don't know. It's just people don't understand that when they're trying to teach someone, there's already that superiority complex that kicks in, right? It has to. If you want to teach someone something, you yourself have to believe you know better than the other person, and the other person has to believe they know less than. You can be humble and be confident. You just can't go around telling people to be humble themselves and that you're confident, because then that's repulsive, right? That's bullshit, right? Isn't that bullshit? Don't you think that's complete bullshit? I think it's complete bullshit, because you yourself individually, you can be a humble person and a confident person. I believe that you can be both at the same time. You can't go tell others to be humble, because then you're a hypocrite. And then you can't go tell others that you're confident because you're arrogant or cocky in their eyes after you do. Shit. Sucks, huh? Really sucks, huh? Oh, heaven forbid. You're a woman who's confident, who holds her head up high, who becomes defiant when someone tells you to, oh, just take it down a notch. Just take it down a tiny notch, will ya? No, I will not take it down a notch. I'm good. I will not. I refuse to. We can learn from each other if we can just look each other in the eyes without having to lower someone's status in order to effectively learn from each other. I adore people who are the type to admit that they themselves know nothing, but there is a few things they do know, or acknowledge that knowledge is perception. To know about something, you have to perceive it for what you can understand, right? Like, let me give an example. But each of us see a different red, and we can't show that red from our mind's eye to another individual because they can't see what's inside our head. No one understands anyone. Nobody. Some people don't even understand themselves. Shit, I don't. Half the time, I'm always wondering if I'm crazy. You know, I feel crazy most days. The days where I feel sane, it's usually because I'm bored. That's when I feel sane, is when I'm bored. I think that we can teach each other and learn from each other simultaneously without having to tell each other how to behave, because then that's conditional. You're conditioning someone else to behave as you want them to in order for them to be near you. If you want to teach me something, go right ahead. Tell me. I want to know. I want to know how you've lived your life. I want to know the steps you took to get where you are. I'm very curious. I adore learning about everybody. I really do. I find it incredible how hundreds of people can be within miles of each other, but live completely different lives, have completely different personalities, and have completely different ideologies of how to live their life. I find that extraordinary. I find that incredible. And that is the only thing that keeps me from hating the human race. That's the only thing that makes me believe that people are incredible. Because at the end of the day, I acknowledge humans are disastrous for the world. We're disastrous to each other. But I find that idea of people being individuals and not individuals at the same time. Quite irritating and contradicting. Quite annoying, but also incredible. Because this whole mentality of we each must fulfill a purpose has been the greatest form of manipulation since we were born. Oof, I might have offended so many people just now. I'm so sorry. I believe that none of us have a purpose, a greater purpose, actually. None of us have a greater purpose. I believe that the odds of any of us existing could be calculated. The odds of any of us doing anything can be calculated. Miracles aren't comprehensible to me. But when I create a mathematical logic to explain the concept of a miracle, I understand that anything that comes across people as miracles or luck as just slim, very slim, microscopically slim probability, then I can understand how it works. Sure, I'm the type that comes off to people as the type that can't have faith, which is why I'm agnostic. I can't have faith. Yeah, why do I believe in so many things? Shit, I believe in myself. That's a rarity, honey. That's a rarity. I acknowledge a lot of that lecture. I really did. It may not seem like I did, but I really did. It's just, there are so many outdated concepts that rolls around a lecture when someone that is older is trying to teach someone who is younger. It's inevitable. It can't be helped. One of the lectures that rubbed me wrong was be humble, like I said, because people don't make it if they're obligated to hold their head low. I'm like, you can be humble, sure. But if being humble is dissected in a way where you're not allowed to be confident, there's so much waste, you know? So just, you know, if you want to learn, tuck away your ego. Just tuck it away. You don't need it. Ego is the problem. I believe that ego is the problem because people are so prideful. They always have to prove themselves to others. Why? Honestly, if this man had said to me, rather than to be humble, if he had said, don't be egotistical, I'm all in. I'm all in. I would have been invested. I would have listened without wanting to fight. I would have loved that. Just say, don't be egotistical. It's very different from telling someone to be humble. At least to me, that is. You can learn from someone if you look them dead in the eyes. If you hold your head up high and listen with both ears on full alert, you can learn from someone and believe you are equivalent to them. That's called mutual respect, right? When you believe someone else has the same values as you, is just as good as you are. That's mutual respect, right? Why can't I learn from someone I respect knowing that they respect me back? Why can't I learn from someone and not doubt that they could possibly understand me to at least some extent? Why do I hate it so much when I'm learning from someone while they look down on me? Ego might have something to do with it, but here's the thing. I really don't think it's necessary For someone to tell someone, be humble. For someone to tell someone to be themselves. Everyone is always themselves. Unless you're telling me that you're going through an identity crisis every second of every day of your life. You're being yourself. You're just being a different variation of yourself. I think it's nearly impossible to be anyone else but yourself. Unless you are acting. That's different. You're not being yourself. You're portraying someone else. But to the best of your abilities, that's different. That's called acting. But when you're being yourself, you're just being variations of yourself to others all the time, unless you are acting. Reacting is you responding to someone else, right? So these outdated lessons of be humble, be yourself, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to people who know who they are, who know what they think about, who know about what they care about, and who understand that importance is not correlated to a purpose that they must fulfill. I'm just doing anything I can as well as I can. Thank you for teaching me the other lessons. There were really valuable lessons that you taught me. Thank you. I really do believe productivity is important, but to an extent, you know, a work ethic is important. Thank you for teaching me your methodology for work ethic. It's immaculate and it works for you. And I'll take the parts that will work for me when I attempt to be productive next time. Thank you. No, I really do appreciate all of those teachings. But you're older. That doesn't guarantee you are wiser. I am younger. That doesn't guarantee I know less. I don't believe that respect means understanding your place. I don't believe I have a designated place to stand in any circumstance. You can learn from someone without feeling inferior. You can teach someone without having to be superior. This exchange of knowledge is what makes teaching and learning incredible. But the second that there's a status involved, that interchange of knowledge now comes with shackles, you know? I love learning. But if I can't stand beside you, if I can't hold my head up as high as you do, if I can't feel like we're equals as I learn from you, I will get defensive naturally. I will. Because I will have to compensate that inferiority that I'm feeling. I'll have to compensate it by being defensive. And doesn't that make the teaching experience inefficient? Doesn't that waste both our times? It wastes my time because then I'm not listening. It wastes your time because I'm not listening effectively. If you want to give me knowledge, look me in the eyes and give it to me. Bring yourself down to my level if you think you must. But here's the thing. We're standing on the same plane. Neither of us are higher than the other person. I don't have to be the dumbest person in the room to learn from everyone. Right? That concept of you should be the dumbest person in the room in order to learn from everyone. Also bullshit. We all know something. Why don't we put it together, right? Synergy, synergistic teaching and learning. That is efficient, that is productive. And nobody's ego will ever come out to play a role in this development in this process of teaching and learning. Because no one will feel inferior. No one will feel superior. We're all on equal grounds here. That's effective. That's efficient. Why don't we do it that way? I find it so outdated when people are trying to share their experiences, to go on a tangent about how one should be themselves, how one should be humble. Trust me, there's a shit ton of movies out there showing off the worst in people. There are a shit ton of movies out there that showcases people being lost for the first 1 hour of the movie, and then the last 5 minutes they realize who they've been wanting to be all along. We've learned those lessons already. We've recycled those lessons already. Now we just gotta change those lessons up, okay? It's outdated. The lectures that say, be humble, be yourself, those are outdated. We've all learned that already. We already learned that, okay? Now why don't we be productive? Why don't we start talking about the things that people don't talk about? Why don't we just teach each other and learn from each other at the same time, on the same grounds as equals? Respect to your elders. What about respect to our young ones? You want someone to respect you? Treat them the way you want to treat yourself. Right? Now, if you don't respect yourself, you will not be capable of respecting others. I will tell you that right now. If you don't know how to respect yourself, you will not be capable of respecting anyone else. That is important to note. I don't know if I'm rambling too much about this. I really don't. And if I've bothered anyone, I'm not apologizing. You should have logged out. You should have left if you disagree. Or if you disagreed, you should actually listen and try to see if anything I said is valuable to you. Anything I said hits home with you. If anything I said at all was useful, cool. Take it. I'm giving it to you for free. Take it. You're welcome. I really think that the concept of humble, the concept of be yourself, and the concept of respecting others, outdated, super outdated. You can respect people without putting yourself below them. You can be humble while being confident at the same time. You can be yourself because you can't be anyone else. You're stuck with yourself. Good luck. These are outdated. If you want to share your experiences, go ahead. I respect people the way I respect myself. I will treat people the way I treat myself. I don't find that disrespectful at all. If I make conversation with someone and I'm looking them dead in the eyes while I do it, I don't think that's disrespectful at all. If anything, I think I earned myself some brownie points for looking them dead in the eyes while they teach me, because my ears are pointed directly towards their mouth as they pour their heart and soul out to me. And you best believe that I will teach them something too, because I'm not the dumbest person in the room, but I don't believe they are either. There's so much we can learn and teach each other. Why waste that by sitting back and saying, yep, mm-hmm, yeah, you're right, mm-hmm, when I disagree? That's lying. That's ingenuine. Don't tell me to be genuine and then be ingenuine yourself. Don't do that. There's so much more that we can learn from random people if we just listen, but not doing it ingenuinely, of course. If I sit and listen and just say, yeah, right on, I'm being ingenuine. Because you best believe I've already tuned out if I just start doing that. I refuse to do that. I will listen to every single fine detail of every conversation I'm in. I will do it. And you best believe that I will say something if I disagree. Because I can teach you something too. And if you don't want to take in my teachings, I will not be offended. Just as I hope you don't be offended when I don't take yours. We're both adults here, right? Can't we just be adults? That's all I'm saying. So, yeah. The next time somebody tells me, be humble, be myself. Respect those above me. Here's the only thing that I'll have to say about that. Fuck off. And that's my take on it. Mwah. Bye.